Avizandum. In Scots law, this term describes the careful consideration given by the judge before an important decision. Join me each week as we explore various topics from a spiritual perspective and take matters avizandum. My passion in life is to glorify God through the exposition of His Word. That was God's call in my life when I left my law practice in Scotland and, along with my wife Gutney, made the trip to Dallas, Texas to attend Dallas Theological Seminary. Its motto comes from 2 Timothy 4 verse 2, preach the word. That's what I believed God was calling me to do, to preach the word. That is the word of God, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul reminds Timothy that he is to be ready to preach in season and out of season. My great privilege has been to preach the word. Every Sunday I preach the word from the pulpit of Calvary Church on Sunday mornings and sometimes in the evenings. I preach the word at funerals, at weddings, and teach the word of God in the membership classes, life groups, at leadership and staff meetings, whether formally or informally. Through the radio program, The Verdict, the word is preached every day. Then once a week, I do this podcast, Avizandum. What's the result? The reality is that often I have no idea. This is why the parable of the sower of the seed, as recorded in Mark 4, is such a great encouragement. When I preach the word, I'm sowing seed. In that parable, Jesus says, the sower sows the word. In Luke's account, Jesus says, the seed is the word of God. In the parable, there are four types of soil: the hard heart, the rocky ground, the thorns, and finally, the good soil. It's only when the seed falls on the good soil that fruit is produced. So only some of the seed sown produces fruit. Nonetheless, we continue to sow the seed. This requires preparation, prayer, endurance, and the assurance that some seed will bear fruit. There is the promise that the word that goes out from the Lord's mouth shall not return to him empty, but shall accomplish that which he purposes, and shall succeed in the thing for which the Lord sent it. That's a great encouragement to me and to all those who sow seed. Let me illustrate. My maternal grandfather, who was born in 1893, received the word of God at an open-air service conducted by a Salvation Army lieutenant. Raised in a small fishing village in the northeast of Scotland, my grandfather, who was a fisherman, didn't want to hear the word. But standing in his own village, as he overlooked the harbour, he heard the gospel. The seed was sown and received in the good soil of his heart. He was gloriously saved by the grace of God and his life transformed. My paternal grandfather similarly received the seed of the word. As a young married man, his wife, who was a believer in Jesus Christ, invited neighbours and friends into their small house in central Scotland. An itinerant evangelist was to preach, and my grandfather wanted nothing to do with it. He left the house, intending to return when the cottage meeting was over. But when my grandfather returned, the evangelist was still preaching. Sitting on the stairs as the room was full, my grandfather heard the word of God. The seed was sown, and he received Jesus Christ as his Savior. His life was also transformed. So both my mother and my father were born into Christian homes. They in turn sowed the seed of the word of God in the hearts of their six sons, all of whom as boys professed to receive Christ as their Savior and Lord. As we sow the seed, God calls us to be faithful. We're not to manipulate the word of God to make it more acceptable or to change the message, but to have the confidence that the power is in the living word of God. God's purposes will be accomplished. We're called to be faithful sowers of seed and to pray that there will be a great harvest. Keep sowing the seed of the word of God. Avizandum.
You're listening to the weekly Avizandum podcast from The Verdict, featuring Pastor John Monroe. John is senior pastor at Calvary Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Listen to John's daily program, The Verdict, on broadcast radio or major podcast platforms. For more information about The Verdict Ministry, visit us online at calvarychurch.com/theverdict.